Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Well, hello again. This is the Daughter of God cast, episode 076. Do it again. So much beauty and fun to share in 10 minutes. We're dusting off a scene each week, making a flurry of creative choices with just enough time left for smoothies and the occasional hot bath. This season of Daughter of God cast, the crowd creation, I'm offering less homespun visionary rambling, but since we're still making this movie, I'm still making me. There's constant clarity coming from feedback because we're learning as we go. We've demonstrated that feedback makes the movie better. We're finding out whether a scene is working and if not, how to tweak. New Horizons 2, where a scene could go, wants to go. We're also learning how to get feedback in the first place. Episode 075, we looked at Smart Money and gave a bit more backstory than we usually do. Feedback was plentiful and inspiring. Can we know why? Was it the backstory? The answer is probably as simple as there were gorgeous trillium flowers in the thumbnail for the video, and several people wrote that they dug the third shot with the pull focus from trillium to $20 bills. Reading and pondering your experiences is way more fun than analyzing the data across all social media platforms, the play rate and impressions and all that. But this data might give a sense of whether the scene is capturing the cognition of acquaintances and perfect strangers. I'd love to have feedback from other continents, especially where English is not the native tongue. And I'm expecting these new collaborators to show up easily and organically. Is analyzing the data helpful or a geeky distraction? The only way for me to know is to check in with how I feel. Right now, I feel like fast-forwarding the numbers and skipping the question of whether analysis feels like a party or not. Nuts and bolts. Read in an odd voice and played back at 3x normal speed. Facebook, 123 people, reached 34 minutes and 96 views. Then 34 minutes divided by 26 seconds equals 78 plays, or about 81% of the 96 viewers watched the scene right to the end. Vimeo has an engagement graph that shows how long people watched. In contrast to Facebook's play rate of 78%, social on Elo, and the 27 impressions on Twitter. Phew! Feedback. Somewhere in a grassy, flower-dotted field, Federal Reserve notes and rotting leaves co-mingle. There was technical critique for Smart Money, but most of the comments pushed the scene in totally new directions. Joe via Facebook. A cashless society wherein all transactions are monitored and the end of the black market, free market systems of free exchange, and the entering into a new frontier of an eerily ultra-tech panopticon system of a distrusting and suspicious life world. I admit, I had a vague notion of the darker aspects of Smart Money, but Joe really fleshed out the full dystopia. This is more poignant for me because Joe's dystopia fell. and the sentient bills have no purpose, no transactions, no one to track or report on. They are adrift in eternity. Now compare Joe's take with Scott's via Vimeo. I'm watching three squirrels and a pileated woodpecker vie for the fresh suet cakes I put up last night. Wondering if the smart money were there at the base of the big oak tree, would the smart money show an adaptation to its new role, its new environment? Would it be Darwinian adaptation-wise and be giving counsel to the suet feeders? Or siding with the numerical underdog, woodpecker, outnumbered in this early morning rumble? Or the squirrels, facing the prehistoric badassery of the foot-long pileated with a 3-plus-inch power bill? Maybe the smart money adopts a conciliatory tone, working out a compromise and a way for all to save safe. I like the notion of partly sentient money, acting as a Zen counselor to whomever passes by its immediate resting place, adapting, making friends, surpassing its intended creation. But how cool. I definitely didn't imagine that. Rather than lie uselessly on the forest floor, they learn to serve the économie du jour, wilderness. They uplift the animals around them. They become mediators, rapport channels. They repurpose. This reminds me vaguely of the novel City by Clifford Simak. Two very intense visions of what this scene could be about. Wow. Melanie and James both commented on the beauty of the scene. Melanie wondered whether the bills would feel tranquil or frightened. James glued on a whole bunch of new backstory. This money looked too fresh and clean to be at the bottom of an aging forest, but when the eyes blinked, everything made sense. This futuristic money is not made out of paper that would break down, but rather some sort of polyethylene paper-thin composite that was created to enable a moving cryptic image. Due to their synthetic structure, the bills are not decomposing. They still look very much alive, even though their value is dead. Yes, that's exactly right. Precisely what I intended. Actually, I didn't weather the smart money because I was feeling lazy. Here's my reply to James. That helps a lot. I have been pondering aging the bills, but maybe less is more. And they look very much alive, though their value is dead. Wonderful. I hadn't thought of that juxtaposition. It brings up some new ideas. Alive and dead suggests all sorts of things. The Tao, Schrodinger's cat, resurrection, plenty of yummies here. Pam offered that the eye moving would have been a freakout moment had she not read the backstory first. I want to know if there's a freakout moment for first-time watchers without backstory. Freakout moments are sweet. Seamus offered the trippiest vision for smart money.
Something about this scene gave me the distinct impression that some creature had evolved to camouflage itself against cash and that it was about to slurp down a delicious slug.
Seamus's idea is way beyond Daughter of God scope. Pretty much the premise for a whole new movie.
Narrated by Sir David Attenborough, maybe.
He also opined, this is Seamus, not David Attenborough, about the Bill's emotions. As an alternative impression from the Bill, the way he was positioned beneath his comrade made him look like a frightened child peeking up from beneath a blanket.
Oh, yeah.
These excerpts are tantalizing. And you know, all the feedback from every platform is consolidated in the comments for that episode as a reference for the post-production elves when these scenes are polished. Check out all the feedback, unabridged. Do it again. Do it again. A grainy live feed of lovers in bed, hair must, clothes askew. Their conversation is being transcribed on the fly. Data is scrolling. Odd symbols are overlaid on the video. And now the feedback question. Why would anyone want to peek at this particular moment? General impressions and random observations are, as always, very much encouraged. Zero backstory this week, just you and this sexy mystery. If you've never feedbacked before, this is your big chance! You've been listening to the Daughter of Godcast, episode 076. Do it again! Forget analysis. Let's talk about feelings. My feelings. I am so excited to be getting such abundant feedback from perceptive people, friends, artists, cinematic peers, visionaries. Feedback is making this movie, no kidding. Your contribution of cognition and insight powers the creative process. Am I having fun? Am I ever. The scenes are flowing and growing, and I get to say hello every week. Progress, momentum, and best of all, sharing. We're doing this together. Even if you've never commented on a single scene, I don't have to do the data to know you're out there. Your signal is coming through. Your attention is noted. You can be shy. You can hang back from commenting and just lurk. Be Boo Radley, the shadowy fan. You're still a huge helper. You too are making this movie.